This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wechina chikumi 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemi iri ndichiti hezvimwe zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Zimbabwe vanhu vakare marada being neglected ne government chaiyo. Nekuti ukatarisa ma streets mune ma destitutes evanhu vakare mara vari mu streets are roaming around ma streets vachibega.
Vakare mara vobatana nevari kuratidzira muguta reHarare. Dr. Patson Dzamara, munin'ina wavaitai Dzamara, vonzi nemapurisa vauye nemufananidzo unonzi ndevo vaitai Dzamara vari muhusungwa.
Izvi tiri kunyanya kuitira kuti mutungamiri wedu waMorgan Tsvangirai vange varipo panoitwa chirongwa ichi. Vatsvangirai vanenge varipo kwamutare musi wa23.
MDCT yochinja zuva rekuratidzira kwamutare kuti ripe vatsvangirai mukana wekutungamira. Vakarwa hunde rusununguko voshora zvakare vanozviti G40 muzano PF. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Nhengo dzemasangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu anotere Zimbabwe Activists Alliance, Occupy Africa Unity Square Movement neZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance dzakabatana nevamwe vana veZimbabwe dzapinda muzuva repiri dzichiratidzira muAfrica Unity Square dzichikurudzira hurumende kuti igadzirise zvinhu zvaita manyama emire nerongo munyika. Mutorodo wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vanorarama neurema, vadzidzi pamwe nedzimwe shirikadzi vabatana nevarwiri vekodzero dzevanhu veZimbabwe Activist Alliance neZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance vachiratidzira nezvenyaya yekushayikwa kwemari mumabhanga uye kusamira zvakanaka kweupfumi. Amai Naspa Manyau vange vachiratidzira vari muAfrica Unity Square uye vanoshandisa wouchevawo dzaStudio 7 kuti kutambudzwa nekusawana ruremekedzo kubva kuhurumende ndiko kwavasunda kubatana nezvimwe zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe kuti vakurudzire hurumende kuti igadzirise matambudziko ovosangana nawo. Amai Manyau vaenderawo mberi vakati vanoshungurudzwa zvikuru nekuti hurumende yakagona kuchengetedza vaimbori varwi vehondo yerusununguko nekuvapa mari asi hurumende yava mugaba haina hanya nezvirema.
Indawo yapano ndine issue yevanhu vakaremara muZimbabwe because muZimbabwe vanhu vakaremara they are being neglected negovernment chaiyo. Nekuti ukatarisa ma streets mune ma destitutes evanhu vakaremara vari muma streets are roaming around ma streets vachibega nekuti muZimbabwe hamuna form of employment because kuvanhu vari disabled we are there vakadzidza kutodarika ma able bodies kutodarika ivo vari muzvigaro ma ministers but right now you find kuti hamuna employment.
Amai Ana Kudzadombo vanove ushirikadzi vati zvinovashungurudza kuti nguva zhinji mazuva ekuwana mari dzemudyandigere dzemurume wavo anongochinjwa chinjwa zvisinei nekuti mari dzacho dzinenge dzichida kushanda nguva iyoyo.
Tonzwa kurwadziwa vadaro futi ndiri kuwana kamari kashoma shoma kasina kana kanozvinobatsira. Pamusoro pazvo nda futi ndavakundi delay havachandi debita mari yangu kuti nditambire mari yangu nenguva. Ndakanditora payslip nezuro. Vashoti ndati kutotambira rini zvikanzi detenya zvati ragazetwa atino vana here isu vanodya isu tine vana vanodya vanoenda kuchikoro ko vari kurangarira avo kunzanzi tigatangatambobhadharira ava kwaisusu wachona tinozotambira rini.
Vaostalo siziva Vanova umwe vadzidzi vabatana nevamwe kuratidzira vati vafamba mumabhanga vachikurudzira veruzhinji kuti varambe kupiwa mari dzavo muzvidimbo.
Isusu vadiki takurudzira vanhu kuti ngavasavhume kupiwa mabondi notes mumabhengi, nezvo futi vanhu ngavasavhume kupiwa mari shoma $100 ari kupiwa mumabhengi. Tiri kuti vanhu ngavaende kuRBZ tonodimanda kuti makuzhika uyu akonewa, saka ngaasiya muofisi kuti nyika izive kurana zvakanaka.
Mozhare Linette Mudehwe naLinda Musarira vari kutungamirira kuratidzira kuvati nguva yakwana yekuti vana veZimbabwe vabude pachena kuti havasi kufara zvachose nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Zvichakadaro, bhanga rinokweretesa mari munyika dzepasi rino reWorld Bank riri kutumira nhumwa kuZimbabwe kuzoona mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi. Zimbabwe inoti iri kuda kuti ikumbire World Bank zvimwe zvikwerete kuti imutsiridze upfumi. Asi vamwe vakuru veWorld Bank vaudza Studio 7 kuti hapana mari inokwereteswa Zimbabwe sezvo iri kukundikana kubhadhara zvikwerete zvayakatora kare. Mapurisa edivi reLaw and Order anonzi ashevedza zvakare munin'ino wavaitai Dzamara, Dr. Patterson Dzamara, achiti anoda kuti vavape humwe umbowo pamusoro pezvavakataura nezuro pavakaita mumwe musangano nemapurisa. Dr. Dzamara vanoti vaziviswa nemapurisa kuti ari kuda kuona mufananidzo wavanoti ndeve mukoma wavo vaitai Dzamara vari muhusungwa uyo vakaratidza kuvatori venhau nemusi wemuvhuro. Nezuro, Dr. Dzamara vakasangana zvakare nechikwata chematikitiva edivi reLaw and Order chichitungamirwa naAssistant Commissioner Crispin Makedenge pamwewo nenhongombiri dzedivi revasori paHarare Central Police Station. Dr. Dzamara vanoti vachaenda kumapurisa mangwana vachiperekedzwa nemagweta avo sezvo vasingazivi zvinogona kuitika kwavari vakaenda voga. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navo.
Patakaenda kutarisa zvavati vari kudei, ndinoda kuti vakuda vakati tinoda kuti tikuone zvavaida ndaisaziva. So ndakangoendawo ndingazivi kuti vari kudei. So vanditaurira nyaya yavo pavakazosvikawo pakunditi ndaifanira kunge ndichiuya neumbo hwemufananidzo.
Saka muchaenda rini kunosangana navo muchivapa umbo?
Ya, ndotarisira mangwana ndokwanisa kuwana mukana kuti ndiendeko.
Asi muri kutya here kuenda kunosangana navo?
Kana kuri kutoendako ndenge ndichitoenda ndine maloya ngenyaya yekuti vakomana ava kaitiro kavo haukwanisi kunge uchipredict. So
asi tichitarisawo zvamakavapa izvozvo kubva nezuro nezvavari kutarisira kuti vangada, mungaona here vachizokwanisa kuzvishandisa vachisvika kuna vaitai Dzamara?
Tekuona kwangu sekutaura kwandaenda bva kutanga, avanhu ava vane kuziva, vane ruzivo nekuti chii chakaitika kuna itai Dzamara. Saka isu kuenda kunovapa mufananidzo oini kuenda kunovapa mufananidzo kungoendawo hangu semunhu anorarama pasi pemutemo akapiwawo rakimu yemutemo kuti auye nemufananidzo. Asi tichaona pane chinobuda apa hamushuwa kubva pakutanga ndakamira pashoko rekuti hatisi kuva netaivo zhinji kwavari.
Takanzwawo vedivi reZimbabwe National Army vachiramba kuti nhengo dzavo dzemilitary intelligence dzine chekuita nekutsakatika kwavaDzamara. Makatambira sei mhinduro iyoyo?
Inini hazvina kundikatyamadza ndeyekuti kuzvivanza kwavakaita kubva pakutanga kuti isusu tifunge kuti nekuti zvabuda pachena vachabvuma ndonhangu zvichifamba zvichida.
Vanga vari Dr. Patterson Dzamara munin'ino wavaitai Dzamara vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Hurumende inoti iri kuronga kuparura mumwe mutemo wekuti vanhu vanenge vakwira kombi kana duta vanhu panzvimbo isina kutarwa nekanzuru vabhadhariswe mari inosvika $200,000. Asi Magweta anoti mari iyi yakawandisa zvikuru vamwe vachitiwo ichatowedzera uori munyika. Mukusiyana nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata muchinafundo munyaya dzemitemo vachitungamira bato reNCA Dr. Lafmo, Professor Dr. Lafmo Maduku.
Sekudzisa kwandiri kuita vangoisa mutemo wekuti imhosva munhu aakwirire masikombi panzvimbo isina kutarwa. Asi hazvitauri kuti kana wapara mhosva yeyo unofanira kutobhadharisa $200 ipapo aya tinoti maspot fine. Zvinenge zvichitaura kuti unosungwa, kana wasungwa unofanira kutoenda kudare remhosva unotongwa. Kana wanzi une mhosva, mutongi wemhosva anokwanisa kukuti bhadhara mari inosvika 200 nokuti kukuendesa kujere. Ndozvazvinotaura kuti hauendesi kuzenda unogara jere asi unobhadharisa 200. Asi kana wazoregedza kana kukatadzwa kuitsvaga 200 wopaenda mujere ipapo.
Asi mari haina kuwandisa here?
Yakawandisisa zviya zvekuti hazvitongina kana musoro isa mutemo wakadaro. Saka izvozvo kuwandisa kwayakaita kundotaurawo kuti mutemo iwowo hausi pamutemo. Kana uchida kuti vanhu varangwe zviya zvekuti unoda kuti paite punishment, inofanira kunge ichienderana nemhosva yacho inenge yaparwa. Inzwi rechirungu rinotaurwa kutarisa kuti mutongo waunopuwa unoenderana nemhosva yacho rinonzi proportionate. Zvinofanira kutiwo kana ukavharwa mhosva yakati wozakati. Mari $200 imari yakawandisisa. Zviya zvokuti kana kudai takatiri kutiri kusouth Africa mari yetinifitora mari ndotosvika kana 2000 marandi. Saka hazvina musoro izvo.
Muzvinafundo munyaya dzemitemo vachitungamira bato reNCA Valavumo Maduku vari parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Vashandi vekambani yetongati kuHippo Valley kuchiredzi netriangle vari kutsutsumwa mushure mekunzwa kuti vamwe vavo vacharasikirwa nemabasa mushure mekunge bato rezano PF raparura chirongwa chekutora minda yeshuga yekambani iyi. Mutoro wedu wenhau Gandri Maramba anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Hurumende yakabudisa mashoko ekuti ichatora zviuru zvina zvemahekta eminda yenzimbe yekambani iyi yogovera kuvatsigiri vayo pamwe chete nemadzishe. Izvi zvinonzi zvakonzera nyonganyonga pakambani iyi sezvo vamwe votyira kuti vachagumurwa mabasa. Amai Emily Makamure vanova mumwe anoshandira minda iyi vanoti akapindwa nekutya kukuru nekunzwa kuti angangorasikirwa nebasa rake sezvo asina imwe nzira yekurazoraramisa mhuri yake.
Ndava nemakore anoda kusvika 10 ndichishandira panapa. Iyi nyaya iyi inoshungurudza zvikuru kozi ndichishanda pano ndaikwanisa kuriritira mhuri yangu ndichiendesa vana vangu kuchikoro vachidzidza zvakanaka. But nenyaya iyi iri kutaura ndohwakubatikana zvisingaiti nekuti nao takutadzwa zuva kuti vana vedu vachaenda sei kuzvikoro nekoma kuri kuita zvinhu.
Mumwe womushandi wekambani iyi vaElias Gwamure vanoti ramangwana ravo harina kujeka.
Pari kutorwa minda isusu ndo patinosevenzera ndo minda yekambani yedu. Zvino kana minda iyi yatorwa hatisina kana pekusevenzera ende hatichakwanisi kana kuraramira mesa mhuri yedu.
Vamwewo vashandi vanosanganisira Vatembo Gumbo vanoti havasi kufara nezviri kuda kuitwa nehurumende vachiti iri kuda kuramba ichitora minda izvo zviri kuita kuti vashandi varasikirwe nemabasa avo asi ivo vakavimbisa kugadzira mabasa anosvika mamiriyoni maviri panguva dzesarudzo dzemuna 2013.
Chonya kutotishamisa pano ndechekuti isu vacho vari pamabasa hatisi takutomarusa nokuti mukatarisa nzvimbo yatogwai ikai inogona kutoita kuti vanhu zviuru zviviri vashayiwe mabasa.
Studio 7 yakundikana kubata gurukota rezveminda vaDouglas Mombeshora nhasi asi vhiki rapera vakaudza vatori venhau kuti kuganirwa kweminda iyi kuti ipiwe vanhu kwakatotanga. Torwa kweminda yekambani yetongati inova iyo yoga inorima nzimbe nekugadzira shuga munyika kunonzi ndiko kuri kuita kuti kugadzirwa kweshuga kudzikire chaizvo sezvo varimi vata vanopiwa minda iyi vachizokundikana kurima. Kambani iyi svondo rino yakaburitsa mashoko ekuti mari yainoita yeprofiti yakadzikira gore rino apo yakawana mari yemiriyoni imwe chete yemadhora ekuamerica kubva pamamiriyoni 35 mugore ra2015. Ndakamirira Studio 7 mumasvingo ndini Gandhi Maramba.
Batore MDC tirinoti rave kuchinja mazuwe kuratidzira kwa mutare kutiripe mtungamiru webato iri Morgan Tsvangirai vangava chirapwa ku South Africa mukana wekutungamira kuratidzira uku. Mukuseya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu we Studio 7 abata munyori weMDCT vaDouglas Mwanzora.
Zuva rekuita rekuratidzira kwamutare tichiratidzira zvatatichingoita tichisungwa necorruption uyezve nekubiwa kwemari munyika muno neurombo hwapinda munyika muno rapfuudzwa kuti riende kuita musi wa23. Izvi tiri kunyanya kuitira kuti mutungamiri wedu waMorgan Tsvangirai vange varipo panoitwa chirongwa ichi. Vatsvangirai vanenge variko kwamutare musi wa23. Ndo vatoda kuti tipe mukana vanhu vemanikaland kuti vakwanise kuorganiza zvakakwana zvinoenderanawo nekuti mutungamiri wedu anenge aripo. Sekuzuva kunoita vanhu vedu veZimbabwe, Vatsvangirai vanga vasipo, vanga vamborwara asi vakarapwa vakapora. Saka ivo vakumbira kuti vanenge vachida kunge varipo kumanikaland. Saka toda kupa manikaland mukana wakakwana chaizvo wekuti vaorganize manhamba akawanda, nokuti tiri kuda vanhu vanobva pamutare nevanenge vachibva mumamwe madistrict. Sekuziva kwamunoita manikaland rakura chaizvo, kune makomo, kune chii, saka tinee tichida kuti panyatso kuva neuronga hwakakwana. Asi chirongwa chedu chekuratidzira tiri kuenderera mberi nacho tichitsutsumwa neurombo hwapinzwa munyika muno. Vanhu vedu vari kutambura nekuda kwekutadza kutonga kwaita chihurumende iyi.
Saka ivo Vatsvangirai vanodzoka munyika riini vaMonzora?
Tiri kuvakararira paweekend pano kuti vanenge vadzoka, asi vakabuda muchipatara kare vari munyika yeSouth Africa mavanga vakagara zvavo, asi vanenge vachidzoka ndofunga paweekend pano. Ndetiri kufara zvikuru kuti vakarapwa zvakabudirira.
Munyori mukuru weMDCT vaDouglas Mwonzora vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Makateerera kunhepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Gurukota rinoona nezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika muChina vaWang Yi vanonzi vakatsamwa zvikuru mushure mekunge vabvunzwa nezvenyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu munyika mavo apo vaishanya kuCanada. Vanonzi vakabvunzwa nezvenyaya yekodzero dzevanhu nevatori venhau apo vaishanya. China inopomerwa mhosva yekutyora kodzero dzevanhu vanopikisa hurumende. Asi vaWang vakati vatori venhau vaibvunza mibvunzo iyi vainge vasingaremekedze nyika yavo uye vaingotaura zvisina umbowo. Uwandu hwevanasikana vari kubereka vana vasati vasvika zera muAmerica hunonzi huri kudzikira zvakanyanya. Izvi zvaburitswa nesangano reCenters for Disease Control and Prevention, iro rinoti vasikana vari kuita vana vari pamakore 15 negumi nemapfumbamwe wakaderera gore rapera nezvikamu 64 kubva muzana. Zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe 15 zvanga zviri muunhapwa kuKuwait neSaudi Arabia zviri kutarisirwa munyika neChina mushure mekunge zvatengerwa matikiti nebazi rehurumende rinoona nezvekugara kwakanaka kwevanhu reSocial Welfare. Sachigaro wekomiti yeparamende inoona nezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika uye vari nhengo yeZANU-PF vaKindness Paradza vanoti madzimai nevasikana ava vachatambirwa panhandare yeHarare Airport nemakurukota yehurumende uye vana chiremba kuitira kuti vawane rubatsiro nekuzeya zvavakasangana nazvo vasati vaenda kumhuri dzavo. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yaitwa naMavelous Mutanganya uye weStudio 7 navaparadza.
vasikana vasvika nhasi gumi nevashanu tatobva kutovatambira izvozvi ende vazhinji vavo vachema zvikuru nekufara kuti vasvika kumusha vanga vachitenda zvakare hurumende kuti yavatengera matiketi kuti vakwanise kudzoka saka tavaendesa kwavari kurara nhasi kuti vagoonekwa nanachiremba vachionekwa futi nemapurisa vachionekwa futi nevatinoti muchirungu mapsychologist kuti vaone kuti matambudziko avakawira angafambiswa sei kuti vagadzike zvakanaka takadaro izvozvo taudzwa kuti vamwe vashanu vasvika futi kuembasi yedu kukuwe izvozvi zuva ranhasi 5 vamwe vasvika vasikana ikoko
zvamira zvakadaro zvii zviri kuitwa nehurumende nyanya ministerial committee yakagadzwa kuti itarise nyaya iyoyi yekuweti mukuitira kuti mangwana pasawanikwe pachiita dambudziko iri
hurumende yava kutoongorora zvikuru nenyaya iyi nekuti kana nhasi paairport maofficial ekumaministry iwavo ekomiti iyoyo vanga varipo mapurisa vekusocial warfare vekuministry of health vanga varipo saka hurumende chiri kufadza ndechekuti yakaisa homwe yekuti vana ava vari kuuya kuembasi yedu kukuwei vachidzoka sezvandataura kune vashanu vatosvika nhasi saka hurumende ichavatengerazve matikiti ekuti vauye kumusha saka vasikana vanhasi vasvika ava vanga vachitaurira kuti vamwe vavo vavakaenda navo ira kuenda kusaudi arabia saka izvozvo ndo vamwe vatiri kutsvaka
sachigaro wekomiti yeparamende inoona nezvekukwidzana nedzimwe nyika uye vari nhengo yezanup f vakaenda nesiparadza vari parunare muHarare namavhlasi muhlanganya uye westudio 7 zvinhu mubato rezanup f zvinenge zvaramba zvakaita manyama amire nerongo kunyange hazvo pakapera kufora kwakaitwa vhiki rapfuura mutungamiri wenyika varobert mugabe vakati kurwisana kumire asi vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vanoti havasi kufara nezviri kuitwa nechikwata chavari kuti chegeneration 40 kana kuti g40 icho vanoti chiri kuzvidza mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa hatina kukwanisa kubata mutauriri wezanup f kana vamwe vari kunzi vari muchikwata cheg40 asi blessing zulu westudio 7 abata mutauriri wesangano rezimbabwe liberation national war veterans association vadouglas mahia
zvisungo zvatakabuda nazvo ndezvekuti kunze kweisiri zvayo nyaya yakataurwa napurezidendi pamusangano ipapa asi takafara pamwe pavakataura purezidendi kuti ivo vanhu vakainda pautungamiriri vasarudzwa nevarwiri vorusununguko kukongresi yakaitika kumozambique ende kuti ivo kubva pakongresi ipapo vakangoramba vari mutungamiriri wenyika kusvika patiri panapa kureva kuti ichi chakasarudzwa nevarwiri verusununguko ichi changa chiri chinhu chakanaka chakaratidza ushingi pakutungamirira kwavo vamugabe vacho
tanga tichiverengawo mune mamwe mapepanhau kuti makatiwo muri kutsigira vamunangagwa mungajekesa kuti zviri kufamba sei ipapa
mapepa iwayo ndiwo ari kutsvaga nzira dzokuti pave nekupesana kukuru nekudawo kuti vari kutaura nyaya yedu nenzira dzavo dzavanoda iwo asi isusu zvataa tichingoedza kurondedzera ndezvekuti handiti zviya zvinonzwisiswa kuti ami yakasunungura nyika inei inonzi zanla kana kuti zipura yakanga iine utungamiriri hwayo utungamiriri hwayo komandi yayo kana kuti komanda wacho mukuru ndivo vamugabe saka pakatoronganwa panga pakagara pakatongoronganwa of course vamwe vakashayika asi isusu zvatoziva ndezvekuti izvo pane varipo izvozvo izvi mukuru wacho aripo ndiye kandidheti yedu ya2018 ndivo vamugabe asi pavapenyu varipo anozoteera wacho aripowo futi ndivo vamunangagwa ivo kana tichienda nehayaraki yeutungamiriri wevarwiri worusununguko vapenyu pari iko zvino nevatinotarisira kuti kana utungamiriri hwenyika huchizovepo huripo kana vamugabe varipo vamunangagwa havana havi yokuvapa utungamiriri nekuti revolutionary principle yedu inotaura kuti mukuru mukuru anga aigari pfundi
ko asika bato riri kuti pane zuva harigari pane rimwe vachiti there is only one center of power zvekuti hapafaniri kunge pachitotaurwa nemumwe munhu nyange kuti ndiani achazotora nyange vamugabe vacho vaenda
ndinofungidzira kuti ivavo ndo vaivaya vatiri kutaura kuti ma g40 ndivo vari kutaura matauriro iwayo ekuti ekutaura zvakadaro, asi isu zvatinoziva ndizvo zvizvi kuti ndivo mamirira zvakaita. Kana ivo semusangano vakange vafunga kuzvichinja, vakakwanisa kuzvichinja nenzira dzavo dzavanenge vakwanisa, vanenge vakwanisa kuzvichinja, asi urongwa hwagara huripo ndohwandiri kutaura.
Saka ivo vari kuzviti G40 kana kuti vamuri kuti G40, pane kutaurirana kuripo here nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko? Nekuti takamboona mazuva apera muchimbokandirana makobvu nematete kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka mubato.
Isusu tinenge tichingozivisa chete kuti sevarwiri verusununguko zvakanaka kuti nyika igamuchire ichitipawo mukana wokuisawo zvatinofunga kuti ndizvo zvakatenderanwa neruzhinji rwevanhu panguva yehondo yechimurenga, nokuti patava tiri muhondo yechimurenga taitaura nevanhu.
Asi vamuri kuti G40 apa ndaanani, mungavadoma nemazita here baba iye?
Iwo haufungi kuti zvakanaka kuti kana ndikati G40 iwewe sajournalist unotoziva ndiri kurevani. Anybody else anonzwa kuti G40 paredhiyo yenyu anoziva kuti kuri kutaurwani. Obviously you know about vana Kasukuere, Jonathan Moyo, vana Zhwao, vanani and a lot of other people vakawanda. Saka ndivavo vanhu ivavo vasingadi maveterans vari kupikisana nesu, vari kutionera pasi, vanotizonda, vasiri kutitora sechikamu chemhuri yeZimbabwe.
Mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe Liberation National War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vanogara munzvimbo dzine zvicherwa dzakaita semarange vaDarlington muYambwa vanoti vanhu munzvimbo idzi hapana zvavari kuwana kubva kumabasa emigodhi. VeMuYambwa ava vanoshanda nesangano rePublish What You Pay pamwe chete nereZimbabwe Environmental Law Association vanoti kazhinji vanhu ava vari kuoneswa nhamo nemakambani emigodhi pamwe chete nehurumende. VaMuYambwa ndemumwe wevechidiki veZimbabwe vari kuuya kuAmerica mwedzi uno pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Ngatinzwei vachitaura naNtungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 vari muHarare.
Ndiri kunzwakufara nemukana wandawana wekunodzidza under the Mandela Washington Fellowship, nekuti unoona uri mukana unovandudza basa randiri kuita muZimbabwe, uyezve ndikuona uri mukana wekuti ndisangana nevamwe vechidiki vari kuita mabasa akasiyana siyana kubva kunyika dzakasiyana tichidzidza nekusheyawo zvatiri kuita. Izvo zvinoita kuti netwoki yangu ikure yekunge tichibata basa ratiri kubata muno muZimbabwe Civil Society. Saka tinofara kuti ndivemwoyo mumwe wevechidiki vakasarudzwa kuti vakwanise kunge vari mufellowship iyoyo.
Pane zvamungatiudzawo here nekufambiswa kwemabasa kwachiyadzwa uko uyezve mabatiro evanhu veikoko nehurumende?
Kwachiyadzwa kune nyaya dzakawandisa. Chekutanga ndechekuti vanhu vekwachiyadzwa havana kuona kuwandidzwa kwepfungwa chekunyange nzvimbo yavo yakaoneka madhaimondi ayo anonzi ane value yakakosha kwazvo. Vamwe vacho vakashamisiwa vakanogariswa kuadzatira dzavo uko kwava nematambudziko anosanganisira kushayika kwemvura, matambudziko anosanganisira kuve netuminda tudiki twekuti vange vachichengeta zvipfuyo uyezve kurima. Vazhinji vacho vanonyuta zvakare nenyemhaka yekuti hurumende haina kuvapa mugowo wavanofunga kuti wanga wakakodzera, kana kuti makambani haana kuvapa mugowo wanga wakakodzera nezvavanga vanazvo vasati vatamisa. Vakasarawo kwachiyadzwawo vanorarama dzimwe nguva mukutya nenyaya yekuti kunomboitika mareidhi anomboitwa kuchitsvakwa makorokoza edhaimondi. Saka izvozvo zvinoita kuti vagare vari chishungurudzika. Kune nyaya zvakare water pollution oro kusvibisiwa kwemvura namakambani ari munzvimbo iyoyi. Izvi zvese zvimatambudziko arikusangana nevagari. Asi zvikurukuru zvavanomutauro zvavanochema ndezvekuti dai tawanawo kungudzo, tawanawo mabasa, tawanawo zvikoro.
VaDarlington muYambwa vachitaura naMutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Vateereri, musakanganwa kuti chirongwa chedu cheWomen's Round Table na8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nyaya yemadzimai emunyika ari kubatwa senhapwa munyika dzakaita seKuwait neSaudi Arabia. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau dzanhasi. Vakaremara vobatana nevari kuratidzira muguta reHarare. Dr. Patson Dzamara, munin'ino vavaitai Dzamara, vonzi nemapurisa vauye nemufananidzo unonzi ndevavaitai Dzamara vari muusungwa. MDCT inochinja zuva rekuratidzira kwaMutare kuti ripe vatsvangirai mukana wekutungamira. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu anokuoneka nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndokusiya mina ndimi yake Mwakalele.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri, and good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, June 2nd, 2016. We would like to thank you for joining us this evening live from Washington. I'm Dimyake Mwakalielie. Here are our top stories this evening. 11 Zimbabweans braved the chilly weather to protest against Zimbabwe's social, economic, and political problems.
We have got 14 more days to go. Our demand today is we want our monies from the banks.
More than 2,000 workers at sugarcane plantations being earmarked for a state resettlement scheme are set to lose their jobs.
We are extremely concerned with our future because the land that is being pegged is where we are working from, and this means we are set to lose our jobs.
Police want to question Dr. Patson Dzamara once again on photos of her person in captivity, said to be abducted activist, his brother, Itai Dzamara.
I was supposed to go there today, but because of other commitments, I could not. I'm hoping that tomorrow I'll be able to make time to go and present the image to them. This is just a formality.
And 15 Zimbabwean women reportedly abused in Kuwait are back in Zimbabwe. These stories and so much more coming up. Stay tuned. Eleven civic society activists yesterday braved the chilly weather in Harare and slept at Africa Unity Square as promised in protest over Zimbabwe's social, economic and political problems. The activists, drawn from several organizations, have vowed to stay at the place for 16 days and 16 nights. Reporter Patricia Mudadigwa visited Africa Unity Square today and filed this report.
Led by the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance and Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance, the activists' agenda today was to encourage Zimbabweans to reject bond notes to be introduced in October this year, which the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe says are meant to boost subdued exports. Lynette Mudewe, coordinator and founder of the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, told Studio 7 that Zimbabweans should also reject bank withdrawals as low as $50 per day.
It was a very cold night in the park. We slept in the park, as we said. We have got 14 more days to go. Our demand today is we want our monies from the banks. We are saying, as Zimbabwe Activist Alliance and other activists, we are saying no to cash withdrawal limits. People must be given their money. The government of Zimbabwe must ensure that banks have got money. They must stop all the leakages of cash that is being taken out of Zimbabwe. They must make arrests of people who have externalized funds. People must get their money. How do you justify a person spending 12 hours standing at a queue at a bank to access $50? That is production time. How do we develop a country if people have to work at a bank when they're not employed by the bank?
The Zimbabwe National Students Union has joined the Occupy Africa Unity Square protest. Makomborero Aruzivishe, Secretary General of the student body, said they are now tired of watching while Zimbabweans' fruits of independence are being allegedly squandered by just a few individuals.
The fruits of independence of this country, they've all been squandered, and they are now squandering independence itself. This cash crisis is man-made. Come to the colleges, there's rampant corruption.
Linda Musarira, leader and founder of Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance, echoed the same sentiments, adding that the government has shown that it does not care about the needs of its citizens.
We are the ones who face the burden of poverty. We are the ones who face the burden of having no money. We face the burden of lawlessness, of joblessness, because we are the mothers. Mothers are the ones who drive the household. So I am urging all women to come out of their comfort zone and fight for their rights.
Ostelo Siziba, who is also among the protesters, said, as young people, they have decided to have a voice in national issues, including moves by the central bank to introduce bond notes.
What we are advocating us as young people is that people should not be allowed to be used by one makushka to be given $100 limitations in their own money. The bank should respect the rights of the bankers, and also the people should not accept these bond notes, which are not in any case any legal tender.
The protesters said they'll raise several issues per day at Africa Union Square in order to generate debate on matters affecting local people who are struggling to make ends meet due to the current harsh economic environment in the country. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.
At least 2,000 workers at the privately owned Togat Hulets Triangle and Hippo Valley plantations in Zimbabwe's Mashingo province are set to lose jobs as government has started allocating several hectares of land at the sugarcane entity to peasant farmers. Our reporter Gandri Maramba has more details.
Some of the workers claim that the government has indicated that it would allocate 4,000 hectares of land at Triangle and Hippo Valley estates in Chiredzi district to landless peasants and traditional leaders. One of the employees, Elias Kwamure, said his future looks bleak as the sugar plantations are his only source of family income.
We are extremely concerned with our future because the land that is being pegged is where we are working from, and this means we are set to lose our jobs. This will mean doom to us as we will no longer be able to look after our families.
Another worker, Emily Makamure, said her children will drop out of school if the government takes over the sugar estates.
I have been working close to a decade and have been able to look after my family and send my kids to school. So this set will affect me, as we have been hinted that 1,000 people in my department will be laid off. It means my children will no longer be able to go to school, as new employers are doubtful if they can pay us.
Temba Gumbo, who is also facing the same problem, questioned the government's move, saying it is ill-timed as millions of people in the country are currently jobless.
Looking at the election manifesto of ZANU-PF, which was crafted in 2013, they promised us 2 million jobs. But now, to my surprise, 2,000 people are set to lose their jobs as it stands right now. For them to create jobs, now they are destroying them. I don't know the meaning of creating. If destroying is creating, then they are creating the jobs. We are very deeply angered by what they are doing. We are now losing jobs. The economic situation is not favorable to anyone. It was better when we were still a job at our workstations.
Although efforts to get a comment from late Minister Douglas Mombeshora were fruitless today, last week he told local media that pegging of the land for redistribution was already underway. He said some of the intended beneficiaries are already complaining that the stands being pegged are unequal. The continued grabbing of land at the plantation over the years has been blamed for the drastic decline in sugar production in the country. This year, the company recorded a profit of only $1 million compared to $35 million in 2015. Zimbabwe embarked on land reform program in 2000, which led to the displacement of thousands of workers. Critics have attributed the decline in agricultural production to the land reform program. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, I am Gandri Maramba.
Studio 7 is now streaming live talk on Facebook. Be sure to catch us every day from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. for engaging discussions on important topics of the day. Share your thoughts live during the show. Our Facebook address is VOA Studio 7. That address again, VOA Studio 7 Facebook. Don't forget to like us. Police have, for the second time, asked Dr. Patson Zamara, brother of abducted political activist Itai Zamara, to report at a local police station following the release of a photograph by the Zamara family claiming that the masked person in captivity in the picture with hands tied to the back is Itai Zamara. The family claims that Zamara was allegedly abducted by the Zimbabwe National Army's intelligence unit, an allegation which the unit has dismissed as baseless. Dr. Zamara yesterday met with a team of detectives of the Law and Order section led by Assistant Commissioner Crispin Makedenge and two operatives of the Central Intelligence Organization, who indicated that they wanted to inquire about the authenticity of the information that he has concerning the abduction of his brother. He tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri that he will visit the police tomorrow in the company of his lawyers.
The police asked me to present the image I presented at the press conference. They asked me to present it to them. And so I was supposed to go there today, but because of other commitments, I could not go with the image today. I'm hoping that tomorrow I'll be able to make time to go and present the image to them. This is just a formality. I stated my position in a categorical manner from the onset that the disappearance of Itai Zamara has everything to do with ZANU-PF and state security agencies. And so that RFP falls under state security agencies. And so for me to actually expect anything positive to come out of whatever they are purporting to be investigations, I think that would be naive of me. And so in a nutshell, I'm not looking forward to receiving any positive feedback from their end. It took them 15 months to come up with zero lead.
We also heard from the Zimbabwe National Army saying it does not have anything to do or is not involved in the abduction of Mr. Itai Zamara.
That was the obvious response. What more would they say? I do not think that there would be a contrary response to that.
That was Dr. Patson Zamara, young brother of missing activist Itai Zamara, speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri from Harare. Fifteen women and girls who were allegedly abused in Kuwait, where they went seeking lucrative jobs by employment agencies, arrived back in Zimbabwe today in the first batch of a government-funded repatriation. Kindness Paradza, chairman of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Foreign Affairs and ZANU-PF lawmaker, says the girls are part of the more than 200 Zimbabweans who are believed to have been trafficked to Kuwait. Paradza tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganyahuye that the returnees shed tears of joy when they arrived at the airport.
They arrived this evening. They were very happy to be warm, and they were so grateful to the government for providing air tickets. And this is the first time that the government has provided tickets for our distressed mates from Kuwait. And as Parliament, we're also happy that the government has done that.
What efforts have been put in place by the government, especially the ministerial committee set up to look into the Kuwait issue to ensure that this does not continue to happen, that girls and women do not continue to be trafficked to Arab states?
We have since notified the Kuwait authorities that our nationals must not enter Kuwait under Section 20 of their visa regime. Two, they've also created a desk where not with their friends or relatives who are in Kuwait or who has gone to Kuwait to look for jobs, they can verify with them to find out whether they are well there or they are in distress.
And where is this desk set up? Where can they find the information?
This desk is with the Minister of Labor, Public Services and Social Welfare. And other Arab countries right now, they are also, those who want to recruit, actually now verifying with the Minister of Labor. And the Minister of Labor is now asking to say all those people who are going there must be skilled personnel, not those who are going there to be housemates.
And what's the way forward after you put them up in the government shelter? What then happens? What about even the people that came back before? Has government assisted at all?
The government has put in place through the Minister of Women's Affairs some income-generating activity so that these girls can have some business to do. And also they've put in place psychologists, doctors and health personnel to work with these women.
That was Kindness Paradza, chairman of Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Foreign Affairs. He was speaking there with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganyahuye from Harare.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
on the internet. Find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up, we'll take a closer look at the selection of a presidential candidate in Zimbabwe's newly formed opposition coalition. Stay with us. But first, a look at regional and international news. Somali officials say security forces have killed the gunmen who attacked a popular Mogadishu hotel, bringing the death toll from the assault to 24. A new poll indicates American voters do not believe that presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will succeed on his plan to build a wall along the Mexican border, and they do not think that Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will curb secret money in politics or restrict the power of Wall Street. And finally, the remains of 33 Australian soldiers killed in the Vietnam War were returned to their country today after more than 50 years. You're listening to Studio 7, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Some Zimbabweans are skeptical about moves by opposition parties to field a single presidential candidate in the 2008 general polls, saying it is likely that they will be rocked by divisions before the polls. Some of the critics argue that the current crop of opposition leaders in the coalition of Democrats formed this week do not have the political stamina to dislodge President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF from power. Their major concern is that two opposition parties, the MDCT, led by Morgan Tsvangirai, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's Zimbabwe People First, are not in the coalition, making it what many say is a group of weak parties. The coalition was signed by five opposition parties, namely the MDC, led by former Industry Minister Professor Welshman Ngube, Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, led by former Energy Minister Elton Mangoma, former Finance Minister Simba Makoni's Mawambo Kusile Dawn Party, the Democratic Assembly for Restoration and Empowerment, and the Zimbabweans United for Democracy. Well, how will the party select a presidential candidate, and will this not divide them? First, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube speaks with Professor Ngube, who says everything has been put into place to ensure that the selection process works.
We all have committed ourselves to remain within and to work for the coalition regardless of who the collective determines as the candidate. Obviously, when we do select a candidate, that candidate will have to be selected by consensus, or at the very worst, by substantial consensus of the greater majority of us, taking into account a variety of factors. Of course, who do we think will be best suited to defend and protect the principles and values of the coalition? What do we think will receive the greatest support from ordinary voters, members and non-members of the coalition, etc., etc.? We, of course, are aware that this is going to be a delicate, difficult issue, and we'll approach it with the necessary care and the necessary planning, as well as sensitivity to all the considerations that must be borne in mind.
Professor Welshman Ngube, when it comes to selecting a presidential candidate, don't you think that this is going to divide you as a coalition?
Well, the full modalities in terms of the details are yet to be developed. It is the principle, the framework that we have agreed and I've sought to summarize to you. We are not naive. We're not born yesterday. We know all the things that we are warning against, those challenges, and we'll be alive to them at all material times. But what matters the most is that we have looked each other in the eye and we have said we must commit to each other, that you do not come into this coalition with the belief that you will be the candidate. If you desire that, please stay out.
And you think people are going to abide by that?
Well, they have committed themselves to abide by that. Those who will join later, we will ensure that they commit themselves to abide by that.
That was Professor Welshman Ncube, leader of one of the MDC formations. But political analyst Ibo Mandaza of the Southern African Political and Economic Series says all the leaders of the coalition of Democrats are not presidential material.
They must create a slate before the election, agree on who should be president, presidential candidate rather, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's what they should do. And then I don't agree with the idea of allocating constituencies to this party and that other party and so on. Let the parties or the individuals compete at constituency level, but agree beforehand who is your presidential candidate. That's how you do it. Without doing that, I think all coalitions will be a flop, which they've been in the past. Then you can also go and agree who should be the vice president. You might even want to say who should be the Minister of Finance and so on and so forth.
So now, talking about a presidential candidate as things look right now, you see there are these five mm-hmm. parties. Who do you think can be mm-hmm. presidential material there?
No one.
What do you mean?
And there's no one who can succeed as a presidential candidate among them. And as long as the other two big parties are not involved, those all the others are minor parties, in my view. Clearly so, and everyone knows so in Zimbabwe.
What do you mean about being a minor party?
They're minor parties. They're small parties.
Can you justify?
Small parties.
Can you justify that scientifically?
Scientifically, I mean. First of all, in terms of public opinion, second, in terms of numbers, and thirdly, the possibility that the bigger parties, i.e. Morgan Tsvangirai and Juru, might form another coalition. So we are still far, in my view. The coalition talks must be broader and more inclusive. As long as the two big parties are left out, we have not arrived yet.
Don't you think that these parties can have some kind of division when they're looking for a presidential person?
My understanding of the dynamics is that the smaller parties are moving too fast, okay? They're moving ahead of the big parties, and I think that is that's flawed at the outset. And they know it. We all know it. It could be that the big parties are being arrogant, that they think they have the upper hand, and I think that is the nature of politics in our country. So let's agree that a coalition must necessarily include everybody, must be all-inclusive, right? Anybody, including us who are not in political parties, must agree long before election who the candidate should be. And I would go further. I would say that the consultation towards the coalition must involve the need to effect a generational change in Zimbabwe to come 2018. We must agree, Joyce Mujuru, Morgan Tsvangirai must agree, Tima Makoni included, the Welshmen, they must agree that they've had their chance. They can no longer lead this country. It's time to bring younger people, and there are many, including those in the diaspora, 60% of you professionals there. Until that is done, we're playing, okay? So in my view, we're not anywhere near the coalition. We shouldn't be celebrating anything like that. It's a non-event, in my view.
That was political analyst Ibo Mandaza speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube. And ZANU-PF's Deputy Information Director, Psychology Maziwisa, says the coalition of Democrats is a non-starter.
It's a coalition of zeros, really. ZANU-PF remains a formidable party. It's like having a coalition, a whole string, a whole array of zeros. Zero plus zero plus zero will still give you zero. And ZANU-PF continues to command millions and millions of people as its supporters. And we evidently demonstrated that when we held our 1 million men march. So this is a tried and tested party that no form of coalition will ever unseat, because it's a grassroots-based party. And that's what these guys need to understand and appreciate. Quite evidently, they don't recognize that. But it's their fault, not ours.
But it appears as if they are saying that come 2018, there will be a formidable challenge, actually, to ZANU-PF.
That's what they are saying, but what do the facts say? The facts are very clear, and they are pointing to the fact that ZANU-PF remains a very strong party. And the fact of the matter is that we had a very successful march. Unprecedented numbers of people came in support of ZANU-PF. And those are the facts. So it doesn't matter what people say. People always talk. But politics is about numbers. And it's about considering what the facts on the ground actually say. And the facts are very clear, and they're in favor of ZANU-PF.
But why can you say ZANU-PF is popular, yet the economy is not performing well? And people generally can't even access cash at banks, you know? How do you justify that?
Well, you're mixing two issues. You're saying why do we say ZANU-PF is popular and the economy is not performing well? Well, those are two different things. People love ZANU-PF, and why they love ZANU-PF is something that you need to ask them.
As to the performance of the economy, well, everybody is very clear about the fact that we are in a very constrained economic environment. And the constraints are not domestic. They are largely external. And those who support ZANU-PF, those who love ZANU-PF, appreciate that much. And that is the beginning and end of the story.
That was Psychology Maziwisa, ZANU-PF's Deputy Information Director, speaking there with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube. Zimbabwean communities in mining zones such as Chiadzwa in Manicaland province are barely benefiting anything from their natural resources. This from Darlington Muyambwa, a natural resource governance activist who is one of the Mandela Washington Fellows coming to the United States this month to do leadership studies for 6 weeks. Muyambwa says most mining communities are getting a raw deal not only from mining firms but government as well. He speaks with Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo.
I feel very excited with this opportunity to participate in the Mandela Washington Fellowship because for me it presents an opportunity to learn and share with other young people of my generation issues that pertain to our work as members of the civil society. So I'm quite excited for that opportunity as well as for the opportunity to network with other organizations in America and learn some best models of how to better do the work that we do here in Zimbabwe. I also feel quite excited because I know I've created a network of other organizations that could assist me in my career projection. The fellowship is quite prestigious and very iconic in its nature because, of course, of the ideals that Mandela stood for and also because of the pioneering work of President Obama. So we are quite excited to be part of that and I'm looking forward to participate fully in the program.
You are an advocate for the rights of people living within mining communities. Would you say they are benefiting from their natural resources?
I wouldn't say they are benefiting. I think there is room to really ensure that they benefit. And I'll give examples that in particular areas in Zimbabwe, like the Great Dyke, where you find most of the platinum mining companies who have made pledges to community ownership trust schemes, and they are quite responsible in terms of their corporate social responsibility. These areas are better in terms of ensuring that benefits accrue to communities. But then you would have communities like the diamond mining areas in Chiadzwa, Marangi. The communities are reeling in poverty, and they really need socio-economic empowerment, and this has not come their way. And as such, I would say in such areas, mining has not done justice. But rather, the communities are suffering from issues like water pollution, issues like a failure to produce from the land that they've been relocated to. They also have concerns around adequate compensation.
Darlington Muyambwa is a natural resource governance activist and a 2016 Mandela Washington Fellow, and he's coming to the United States this month. He spoke with Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo from Harare. Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today when our hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Praxedes Jeremiah and Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye, will be discussing the impact of human trafficking on families. As we reported today, 15 women allegedly abused in Kuwait returned home today. If you wish to join the show, call us at 001-202-619-2077. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message or number on our WhatsApp 001-202-465-0318. That number again 001-202-465-0318. And also remember, we're live streaming on Facebook, so be sure to log on and, of course, like the page.
Cause we're moving right out of Babylon, and we're going to our father's land. Yeah. How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man. Yeah. To see the unification of all Africans. Yeah. As it's been said already.
The music. music there of the late Bob Marley, coming to you from Studio 7 here in Washington. That song, Africa Unite. Before we go, a quick recap of our top stories today. 11 Zimbabweans braved the chilly weather to protest against Zimbabwe's social, economic and political problems. More than 2,000 workers at sugarcane plantations being earmarked for a state resettlement scheme are set to lose their jobs. And police want to question again Dr. Patson Zamara on photos of a person in captivity said to be his abducted brother, activist Itai Zamara. And that's our broadcast this evening. We'd like to thank you so much for tuning in, as you do every night. Please remember to tune in again tomorrow. Meantime, I'm going to leave you in the safe and capable hands of Ntungamile Nkomo, who will be presenting to you the Ndebele Bulletin. From me, good night. Have a wonderful evening. See you, or talk to you again next week.
Siyabonga andimi ngokusethulela ezesingisi litshona njani sapho lweZimbabwe. Siyalamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesine mhlaka 2 ngonhlangula 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo ngisithi endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Unganitshela ukuthi mina umuntu ohola i-$500 ebhanga limtshela ukuthi kaphiwe i-$50 enye $25 ibe ngama-coin awaprintayo ukuthi ngama-bond coin lawo. Lokhu yikusithethiso kukhulu.
Abatshengiselayo ngokulala egcekeni le-Africa Unity Square eHarare besola umbuso weZANU-PF namhla babhodabhode emabhanga bekhuthaza uZulu ukuthi akhulume ngenhlupho abhekane lazo.
Sizalwenza uhlelo lokuthi induna esekhaya ibhale incwadi yomntwana osuke ekhaya esiza la afike la afike le ncwadi ezala ize kugumede, ngoba siyazi ukuthi abantwana bethu sebeluvanzi nje sokuyizinto zegama. So siyafisa ukwazi umntwana wonke olayo eGoli, umntwana osekhaya, labadala abangakhipha umntwana engala passport, passport singu-600 rand.
Induna eyakhethwa ngabeZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa isiveze ukuthukuthela okukhulu ngamacala adalwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe kulelo lizwe. Namhla sihlaziya kabanzi udaba lwamabandla aselobelane isivumelwano sokusebenzelana ndawonye kukhetho luka-2018. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela emsakazweni wenu owe Studio 7. Amapolisa namhla abize njalo umnumzana Patson Zamara, umne wabo kaItai Zamara, yena othunjwayo besithi bafuna aze enkampeni yeHarare Central. Lo mfanekiso athi ngomfu wabo ebotshiwe njalo evalwe ubuso. Kodwa uZamara utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi uza kuya emapoliseni kusasa ngoba namhla ubephathekile. Izolo uZamara uhambile njalo emapoliseni elegqwetha lakhe bakhulumisana ngobufakazi abathi balabo ngokunyamalala kukaItai Zamara, yena othunjwa egela inwele eHarare ngomnyaka ka-2014. Kunjalo nje abenhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo ezibalisa lezabagogekileyo eziphakathi kokutshengisela ngokulala e-Africa Unity Square eHarare okwamalanga alitshumi lasithupha namhla ngelanga lesibili, bangene esitaladeni benikeza abantu amaluba bebakhuthaza ukuthi bengafeli embelekweni kodwa bakhulume izikhalazo zabo ezigoqela ukonakala komnotho welizwe, ukuswelakala kwemali emabhanga lokunye. Sikhuluma nje kubikwa kulabontanga bebandla leZANU-PF asebehlabela duzane lalapho okulabatshengiselayo laba. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu uMavis Gama.
Abatshengiselayo laba babalisa abaphila lobugoga, abafelokazi kanye lezifundi zemakolitshini bemanyene labe Zimbabwe Women in Politics, abe Zimbabwe Activists Alliance, kanye labe nhlanganiso ye Occupy Africa Unity Square, lezinye. Abantu laba bathi baku mkhankaso wokulala lokutshona e-Africa Unity Square okwamalanga alithumi lasithupha ukubamba ngamandla uhulumende we-ZANU-PF ukuba alethe ubukhokheli obuqotho. Inkokheli enhlanganisweni yeZimbabwe Activists Alliance itshela intatheli zindaba ukuba injongo yabo lamhla ngeyokuthi bafuna imizila yabantu emabhanga iphele uzulu atholise imali yakhe. Njalo bathi kabawafuni la kancinyana ama-bond notes uhlobo lwemali uhulumende asefuna ukuwaletha ngenyanga kamfumfu kanye lokuba usiba lukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe uDr. John Mangujika achiye umsebenzi. Phezu kwakho konke bathi bafuna uhulumende abanakekele labo abakumaqembu abhekane lenkinga eziningi okubalisa abalobugoga intandane labafelokazi. Isikhulumeli senhlanganisweni yeZimbabwe Activists Alliance umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba uthi bazoqhubeka belala eAfrica Unity Square uhulumende aze azilungise lezo zikhalazo zabo.
Hayi, namuhla sifaka iresolution yethu elula nje sithi hayi uMagushka lo ke orana iRB zethu isikhathi sokuthi ke asuke ke. Siyahlupheka kakhulu njengabafundi njalo futhi njengabantu belizweni njengabatsha, kunzima kakhulu impilo yokubona abantu ke babuya ke ngobuningi babo ukuze behlanganele lathi ukuze silungise ilizwe ngoba hayi into zimbi kakhulu sibulelizweni.
Osakhulayo eyingcwethi kwezokuhlalisana kwaZulu umnumzana Pride Mkhono uthi ubone kufanele ukuthi azemanyana labenhlanganiso ezikhokhela lumkhankaso. Umkhono usola kakhulu usiba lukhulu webhanga lelizwe uDr. John Mangujika ethi usehluleke umsebenzi.
Unganitshela ukuthi mina umuntu ohola i-$500 ebhanga limtshela ukuthi kaphiwe i-$50 enye $25 ibe ngamacoin awaprintayo ukuthi ngama-bond coin lawo. Lokhu yikusithethiso okukhulu esibona kusenziwa ngugovernor webhanga elikhulu lelizwe.
Umkhono uqonqosele amapholisa ensitha ukuba kabangakhohlwa ukuthi labo babhekane lenkinga ezifanayo lapho beqhuba umsebenzi wabo.
Lo ngumsebenzi wabo kodwa kumele bekhangele ukuthi imuli zabo ziphila njani. Ngaphandle nxa bona bephila impilo enjengekamfazi lo okuthiwa nguGrace Mgabe.
Abatshengiselayo laba babhode emabhanga beqala ngeReserve Bank of Zimbabwe bebekhulumisana loZulu obesemizileni ukuthi injongo kuyikuzama ukumvula amehlo bathole imali yabo kumabhanga ehlukeneyo lokuthi amalungelo abo ahlonitshwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Ibandla elikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Joyce Mujuru eleZimbabwe People First lithi ukutshengisela okwenziwe ngamalunga alo emzini kaMjuru ngempelasonto kubangelwe kungahanjiswa kuhle kwembiko kuleli bandla. Kulamalunga eZimbabwe People First ahambe emzini kaMjuru eHarare esithi afuna ukumethulela isikhalazo kodwa akazange ambone. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uqale ngokubuza isikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Rukare Gumbo ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo.
Okukhona ukuthi khona hayi sibezizama ukulungisa ama-factors ethu lokulungisa ukuthi singahambisa i-program yethu njani. So siyakhuluma nakade silokhu silungisela ukuthi siyahambisa izinto njani. So thina sibona ukuthi hhayi into zizaloka, sizalungisa izinto ezihluphayo.
Sike sezwa kuthiwa bakhona abanye abake babuya emzini kamongameli webandla bengani bayakhonona, kuliqiniso yini lo?
Ye, kulabantu abahamba khona le babengathabile lokuyenzeka kwezinto, bazama ukuthi bakhulu akhulume lobamba kodwa umama waba tshela ukuthi hhayi kasakhuluma ngalako kodwa uthe nayo izinto ziyalungisa. Akathezi ziyalungisa. Ukuba abantu bahambe baye demonstrator wonto ntofene ayisiyonto embi, i-democratic process ekhona. So akula nto ehluphayo. Okuhluphayo yukuthi khona abantu abangazwisiyo ukuthi izinto zihamba njani. Lapho kulendubeko kona kodwa ukuthi abantu bakhulume bathini
ikwesa kulelwa phela ukuthi abantu bayenza khonokho. Kodwa into ekhona kule demonstration umama uthena wayengatshelanga ukuthi dayi kuzawuya abantu.
Udaba lokumanyana olo coalition lolu lina lilubona njani?
Hayi, into enhle kakhulu, thina sibona njengani i-coalition i-right. Ngenxa yokuthi manxa sifuna ukuthi siphumelele, simele sibambane njengama-opposition parties.
UMnumzana Rugare Gumbo, isikhulumeli sebandla le-Zimbabwe People First, obexoxa ecingweni lo-Chris Gande we-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 4930-12080, la ku 15775 kHz. Lela konjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Induna eyakhethwa kwele South Africa ngabantu abadabuka eMandebeleni abahlala kwele South Africa umnumzana Albert Zwelibanzi kumede seveze ukuthukuthela okukhulu ngamacala adalwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapo.
Mihla yonke endaweni esifana leHillbro, Beria, leUvel kubikwa izehlakalo zokudutshulwa lokugwazwa kwabantu kusenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe. Abantu abasenelisi ukusebenzisa umakhalekhukhwini wabo bekhululekile besesaba lezi zigelekeqe. Okwamanje kulezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezintathu ezimiswe emthethweni ndaba ngodaba lokudlongulwa kwesifazane nokubulawa kwamadoda amabili abotshwa izandla aphoselwa edamu. UGumede uthi sekufanele zonke izizalwane zeZimbabwe zihlonipha umthetho zisukume ziqede bonke lobu udlova.
Ngiyafisa ukuthi ingane zakithi ziphatheke, zikhuzeke, futhi zazi ukuthi la eSouth Africa ziphethwa ngabantu. Loba ungaziye eBotswana, bakhona abanikazi beBotswana abaphatha lelo lizwe. Ungaziye eUK, bakhona abanikazi balelo lizwe abaphatha leyo ndawo.
Akusuye yedwa uNduna uGumede othukutheliswe izenzo lezi ezimbi ezezigilamkhuba ezivela eZimbabwe. Isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Sipomoyo uthi sebesiba lamahloni nxa behlangene lezizalwane zakwele South Africa ngoba sekungathi wonke umuntu odabuke eZimbabwe ugangile.
Ngoba siyananzela ukuthi abantwana la eGoli umntwana afike uyenza noma yini imkhuba ngawudlala phambi kwakho ngumuntu omdala, but uyahla ukuthi uma uthi uyamkhuza uzokutshela ukuthi no kadweni umba naso babam babam ngishiye endlini or ubaba uselekhaya.
UNduna uGumede uthi lo mkhuba akufanelanga wekelelwe njengoba lokhu kubulawa kwabantu sekuchiye intandane labafilokazi abaningi ngenxa nje yezigangi ezilutshwana.
Njengoba siyazibona idumbu ziphuma everyday lalapha siye ekhaya zingane zethu, siyafisa ukuthi kungenzeki lokho, sifisa kume.
Umgcini ihlalo enhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena uthi ukhathazwa kakhulu yintsha ethe ngokufika kwele South Africa yalahlekelwa yinhlonipho.
Uyathola abafana abancane umbongo amankazana obuncane okukhona apha eGoli ungasela nhlonipho, kungasahlonipha abantu abadala. Umntwana wenkazana abe lapha eGoli usefika usehlala le ndoda, kibo kungazi ukuthi uhlala le ndoda.
Uhle uqale ukuthandaza ungazi ukuthi iyozalwa nkomoni.
Nizibhamu sikhule singazazi ekhaya imbhobho, abantwana bonke bathwele ingqaba. Kuyagazana, kukhulunywa nje ama-mortuaries agcwele ngabantwana, abanye bagcina ngabantu ababulalanayo bodwa, singabantu bekhaya sodwa, sibulalana sodwa.
UMabhena uthi okwenza iningi ligange yilokhu ukuthi umuntu uza eGoli engela passport abe sefika lapha avuke segange esazi ukuthi katholakala lula.
Thina sewucelayo ukuthi abantu abathatha ama-passport babuye ngokusemthethweni nxa bekuya eGoli. Kasi sayithanda indaba leyo ukuthi abantu bangene emanzini kumbe abantu babuye nzima nxa beseze eGoli.
Lo ngumkhuba uNduna Gumede othi uphakathi kokuthatha amanyathelo okuqeda.
Sizalwenza uhlelo lokuthi induna esekhaya ibhale incwadi yomntwana osuke ekhaya esiza la, afike la, afike le ncwadi ezala ize kuGumede. Ngoba siyazi ukuthi abantwana bethu sebeluvanzi nje sokuzinto zegama. So siyafisa ukwazi umntwana wonke la eGoli, umntwana esekhaya, labadala abangakhipha umntwana engala passport, passport singu 600 rand.
Lobanje inyathelo lenduna kumedeleli lingeke libe lula. Abaningi beZimbabwe balisekela besithi ukuqeda lobugebenga kuza kwenza bahlonipheke emphakathini kwele South Africa. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.
Studio 7 Live Talk kulamhlanje kuhlelo luphathelane labesifazana sixoxa ngokugqilazwa kwabesifazana kwamanye amazwe ngemva kokuhugwa ngemisebenzi ehlawula imali ephezulu. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Elemelika lithi ukuthengiswa kwempondo zendlovu sekulicala, inyathelo elicatshangelwa ukuthi lizakwenza ukubulawa kwendlovu kube nganeno. Uncedo lokudla lemithi yezibhedlela kuze kwahanjiswa edolobheni leSyria eliphakathi kwempi esabekayo. Ziyaphela eza kwamanye amazwe. Amabandla ezombusazwe amahlano aphikisayo ahlangene ngomvulo alobelana isivumelwano sokumanyana ukuze amelane lombuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe lebandla lakhe leZANU PF endawonye kukhetho luka 2018. Amabandla la abalisa iMDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walshman Ncube, iRenewal Democrats of Zimbabwe ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Elton Mangoma, iMavambo kusile Don kamnumzana Simba Makoni, iZunde kanye lebandla leDare yiwo abumbe umanyano lo awubize ngokuthi Coalition of Democrats. Ekhuluma ngemva kwesivumelwano lesi, umnumzana Walshman Ncube uthe iminyango isavulekile kumabandla angakabi yingxenye yalomanyano. Abanye balokuthandabuza ngalomanyano ngoba besithi awugoqela amabandla athi LAMDCT kanye leZimbabwe People First. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxhume umfundisi Useni Spanda oweChristian Alliance kanye lengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe uDr. Shepherd Mpofu, yena ufundisa ekolishini leWits University kwele South Africa.
Okokuqala, ukubatshayela ihlombe labo abaqalise ukuhlangana, behlanganisa amakhanda njalo behlanganisa inhlanganiso zabo ukwenzela ukuthi besebenzelane bebonke. Kodwa-ke mbona ngani kuqakathekile ukuthi bengami khonapho. Kumele ukuthi kukhulukiswane lala amanye amabandla angekhoyo. Mbona ngani omunye umuntu nxa ekukhangela yilise ngathi bakuphangise kakhulu. Ngoba into ebingabe ikahle ibingabe ukuthi nxa kuvezwa ebantwini uhlelo olunjengalolo kube lo muntu wonke ngaphakathi kwesibaya sakhona.
Umcabango wakho Mpofu?
Mvumelana lo mfundisi lapho ukuthi kuyinto enhle ukuthi abantu babambane. Kodwa inkinga enkulu ivela ukuthi uTswankirayo lo mjuru babekho la. Njalo siyazi sonke ukuthi yibo abantu abalandela abaningi kakhulu. Ngokuhlangana laba bengekho, ngibone ngathi siba le nkinga. And uWashman Ncube kwesikhathi eside ukhuluma ukuthi yena nxa ehlangana noTswankirayo kuzakumele kube kuyikubambana lokuyana kokuthi iy'ndaba zedemokrasi elamgcezi. And kuTswankirayo idemokrasi khanya siyo nto ebuya kuye nje naturally.
So kwenziweni mkhuthazo bani ukuze amabandla wonke aphikisayo abambane?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ukukhuluma kwaDr. Mpofu. Akumelanga abantu bethi hayi lo urongo unje, lo urongo unjani, lo uphambanisa ngalokho. Vele singaqalisa njalo asoze sikwanise ukubahlanganisa. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi mina mbona ngani bekudingakala umuntu ongalandaba lokubusa abe nguye obahlanganisayo, bengazami ukuzihlanganisa bona bodwa. Kutho ukuthi lapha mina bengikhangelela ukuthi njengebandla abafundisi bengaba yibo ababahlanganisayo ngoba bona bodwa abalakwethembana, abasoze njalo bakwanise ukuthi bakhulume into ephumelelayo ngenxa yokuthi babe besilwa.
Ubona njani Mpofu?
Umfundisi ukhulume njengomfundisi sizile ukuthi kumele kube lo muntu ongelandaba lento zokubusa.
umfundisi uqinisile ukuthi kumele bahlanganiswe umuntu ongelandaba zokubuza. Kumele kube lo muntu omutsha ozakusi umhlangano wonke lo. Asifuni bantu laba abake babusa ngezinye isikhathi, whether ku-opposition or ababekuzalo. Sokufuneka umuntu ozokusa omutsha, ongazake abe involved kundaba zepolitics ze-opposition kube ngezenzalo.
Mfundisi, imbuzo yami emibili, inhlanganiso zabafundisi lezinkonzo labo bayasekela abanye, umbuzo wakuqala. Umbuzo wesibili ngothi yebo kungamanyaniswa wonke amabandla, kodwa ke labo abalabalandeli abaningi bazafuna ukuthi bafike babuse umanyano lo.
Abafundisi labo ngabantu, siyakwazi ukuthi balelungelo lokuthi labo babe umuntu akwansi ukuya khetha umuntu amfunayo, nxa kuthiwa ukhetha inkokheli. Kodwa ke abafundisi ngesikhathi esiningi siyazama ukunanzelela ukuthi singakhani angani sisekela ibandla elilodwa, uyabo usuphambanisile laphana. Kodwa siyakwazi ngesikhathi laphana se-apartheid, ubaba uDesmond Tutu waphumela egcekeni wathi hayi mina ngisekela i-ANC, ngenxa yokuthi umumo ngaleso sikhathi wawufuna ukuthi aphuma begcekeni ukuthi umelane lokuthi i-apartheid. Ngakho iZimbabwe yake yafika phakathi kwesikhathi lapho kwasokulodlakela khona kulokubulawa kwabantu, okwasokudingakala ukuthi ibandla lime egcekeni ukuthi alivumelani ndakho. Kumele sivume njalo ukuthi ipolitika yona vele ungumdlalo wokuthi umuntu ulandelwa ngabantu abangayi. Ngakho umuntu lo ofuna ngabantu abaningi eZimbabwe ukuthi abuse, iqiniso lihle nxa silandelela i-democracy, umuntu wana kazodingakala ukuthi abe nguye obusayo. Kodwa ke kuyamele ukuthi kuhlanganiswe amakhanda kuthole indlela engcono ezayenza ukuthi wonke umuntu eZimbabwe asuthiseke.
So kudinga umlamlankunzi omunye uThabo Mbeki.
Kathesi kudingakala umlamlankunzi okhona apha eZimbabwe, kudingakala omunye umbishop kumbe umfundisi ongahlanganisa bonke abantu laba. Thina sake saba nohlelo esasiluthi yi-Save Zimbabwe campaign, sababisa bonke laba sabahlanganisa. Ngakho mbona ngani kudingakala olunye uhlelo olunjalo olunjenge-Save Zimbabwe campaign esingaletha wonke umuntu ngaphansi kophahla olulodwa. Kodwa kudingakala ukuthi siyedinga uThabo Mbeki kumbe siyedinga omunye umuntu ongaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe, ngenxa yokuthi uzasiphekela imboza ngendlela uThabo Mbeki akwenza khona ngo-2008. Wasiphekela imboza, wasiphakulela, kathi silokhu sigula izisu.
Mpofu, wena uthini ngalokho?
Bombe ayi ngaba le nkinga enkulu kakhulu. Ngibone ngani inxa singathola abantu abese Zimbabwe abangisa kwikakhulu izilwane u-PF lamabandla laphikisa okuthangirayo labo umthini lihambe liyehlangana labo libabheke emehlweni libatshe selibuleli ilizwe. Okwamanje sikhuluma bo-15 billion abacatshileyo, akukho muntu ngaphandle komfundisi Ivan Mawarire lo Bismarck, yibo nje abazama ukukhuluma kancane, kanti abanye abafundisi bazithulele nje.
UDr Shepherd Mpofu yingcweti kwezombusazwe njalo ufundisa ekolishini leWits kwele South Africa. Ubexoxa endawonye lofundisi Useni Spanda oweChristian Alliance, bebelo Praxedis Jeremiah oweStudio 7.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlela mshweshwe,
lamlela nampa bafobembula.
Lamlela
kweze mapandleni namhlasi khangela impiko yokuthi amankazana amanenge elizweni athola izisu isikhathi sawo sokuba ngomama singakeneli, ikakhulu abavela emapandleni. Sixoxa lelunga ledale lephalamende njalo emela iGwanda Central kuleli dale, unkosikazi Nomathemba Ndlovu. Mandlovu, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba Nkosi.
Siyabona ukubana isigaba seMathebeleland South ngesinye sezigaba ezikhokhelayo Mandlovu kudubo lwabantwana abangamankazana abathola izisu bengakafiki esigabeni sokuthi bengaba ngomama. Kwenzakalani khona ngapho?
Angilaqiniso kakhulu, but into le izimile lami ngiyibona ukuthi kwenzakalani kahle kahle, angilashuwa, but I think ikhozi lusuko lwethu lona lolu oluselizweni kakhulu.
yiluphi lolo uMandlovu ngezombusazwe ngezomnotho yiluphi
ngezomnotho ezikahulumende ngalo yalele esihlalweni ezebuleli ilizwe abantwana babezama ukuthi ngibazincede ukuthi engxenye ngathola ukuthi engxenye ngathandana lalo kungangisiza so mina ngibona engani abantwana babona ukuthi bazincede njalo indawo yemasau ile gold panning eningi kakhulu
kodwa udaba lokuziphatha nje ungathi isakhona imbeko yini ebantwaneni
singake sithi kayisekho kubo bonke abanye sibili basaselayo but abantwana abaningi abezimbabwe sebelahlekelwa imbeko ngenxa yomumo olizwe nalowo ngoba umntwana uyasuka ekhaya kungelalutho ayefunda esikole uyengadlanga kugcina kumfaka ezinyengweni zokungena ezintweni ezinjalo
omunye esike saxoxa laye lapha uthe yena okuhluphayo kakhulu kulezi nsuku ukuthi obabakazi kabasekho kabasawenza umsebenzi wokugoqa abantwana yebo kunjalo
yikuthi vele bona obabakazi babankomo elizweni vele kasiselabo mina njengomzali abami abantwana ngiyazilayela ngedwa ngoba ungadinga ubabakazi ngelizwe lethu lele linzima kangaka ubabakazi layo uyabedize edinga ukuziphilisa usuthi ahlale phansi ahlalele umntana wakho ambona ukuthi singabanika umlando omkhulu obabakazi umntwana uyazigoqela wedwa layo nxa wavele wamehluleke esuka phansi ubone ngani ubabakazi yena ngiyongenza njani
abanye abazali Mandlovu bathi kunzima nxa ungumzali ukuthi uhlale phansi lo mntwana wakho ukhulume laye ikakhulu ngendaba zemacansini
hayi mina ngibona ngani kuye ngokuthi wena i-relationship yakho labantu abakho iyabe ivele injani ubunzima obungcono ukufundisa umntana wakho lobunzima lobo uyabubhekane labo wokuthi ugcine umntana wakho engumntwana laye eselomunye umntwana kunzima okunganani okungcono yikuzifundisela umntana wakho
abantwana abahlala emabhandleni yibo ababhekane kakhulu lalolu daba kambe kungaba kubangelwa yini ngokubona kwakho
abasemakhaya lonyaka babankomo uyayazi ukuthi idrought esesigabeni sakithi semasouth inganani isigaba sakithi silabantu esingabathi zindiva silabantu laba esathi ngamakorokoza abantwana bayengeka ngezinto ezincane umuntu engabuye ethele okuyimadana umntwana elele wavuke engadlanga uyalingeka baba
kungenziwani pho Mandlovu ukuba nalo lungisiswe lolu daba
ngibona ngani uhulumende kayenza konke okusemandleni ukuthi abantwana bathole imfanelo zabo vele angikwazi ukuthi ungenziwani ngoba kathesi kunje ungakhangela ubaba uhlezi kasebenzi abantwana abangu-4 abangasebenziwe labangamankazana bona laba aba-under 8 ukuze kulungise babankomo ilizwe alivuselele imisebenzi abantu besebenzi abantwana bethole imfanelo zabo ngibone ngani kuzaba-right ngaphandle kwalokho ukuthi singathi saze sibafundise kodwa bengatholanga abakufuna
abazali bona kanye labantwana balo mlandu bani lapha
abazali balo mlandu ukuthi kumele basebenzele abantu babo ngoba umntwana nxa e-under 18 sesengumntwana usezandleni zomzali bathi mina njengomzali ilizwe lingelamsebenzi zakuyasebenza mali
hayi bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo mhlonitshwa siyabonga kakhulu
hayi ngibongile baba Mpumi
Veli lalele uhlelo lwezemaphandleni sixoxa lelunga ledale lephalamende onkosikazi noMathemba Ndlovu omela iGwanda Central kuleli dale asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo
ngugama
yebo kuluhlelo ke ezemaphandleni silesifiso mthwakazi omuhle ukulethekelela esigabeni zenu lapho lingaba likhona ngakho lisazise ukubana lingaphi kuyini okuhluphayo kuyini elikwenzayo ukuze silethekelele silifake kuhlelo ezemaphandleni singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili abatshengiselayo ngokulala egcekeni le-Africa Unity Square eHarare besola umbuso we-ZANU-PF babhotabhote emabhanga namhla bekhuthaza uzulu ukuthi akhulume ngenhlupho abhekane lazo Induna eyakhethwa ngabeZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa umnumzana Albert Zwelibanzi Gumede seveze ukuthukuthela okukhulu ngamacala adalwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa. Hayi lahwa makamu angu azibe hope buroko bathu bamudimu mthokazi lilala.